I'm Sarah Hope, and this is the Kiss My Sass podcast, where I hope to inspire women to be their most authentic selves, no matter what that looks like for them. Okay, welcome to another episode of the Kiss My Sass podcast. Thank you so much for listening. On today's episode, I don't have a guest. It's just me. This is my first solo podcast, so just bear with me because it feels a little weird not to be having someone to have a conversation with and just talking on my own. But today's topic that I want to talk about is something that's really important to me, so I'm just going to push through it and get it done anyway. So what I want to talk about is body positivity, because it's something that has actually really affected me more than I think I ever realized until now. And 2018 was the first time that I really discovered it, and it helped me grow. Like, I've definitely spent the last 10 years of my life putting life off because I was waiting to reach my goal weight. Like, I felt like I believed that I didn't have any real value, like no one would care what I had to say if I didn't look right, if I didn't look the way women are made to feel they need to look by society, if I wasn't skinny enough, if I didn't have curves, if my hair and makeup weren't done, that no one would care what I had to say. But that's not true. I have a lot to say, and I think what I have to contribute to the world is pretty valuable. So for the first time in my life at 25, I'm finally discovering the freedom to pursue my dreams and really start putting myself out there. So yeah, I really want to talk about this and be vulnerable, even though it's kind of hard, because I know for a fact that I'm not the only person that has ever struggled with this. I think most women, if not all women, have struggled with body image issues. So I'm going to talk about my past with it, and then I have a couple of tips for how to learn to love your body and things that helped me that I actually did. So my struggle began in fourth grade. That was the first time I really realized that my body wasn't, I guess, the standard of what I perceived to be perfect. Like, so I had a crush, and we were friends, we hung out a lot, and we liked all the same things, and I really liked him, and then he chose another girl over me, and the only reason that I could pinpoint in my head was that she was skinny, and I realized that I was not, or at least as skinny. My past perception of what I thought I was seems to constantly change when I look back at pictures now. But so that was the first time that I learned to hate my body because it looked a certain way. So then in high school, as I grew up, I was insecure. I kind of rejected everything that I believed I couldn't be. I couldn't be the perfect woman, so I rejected pink and dresses, and I went with baggy boys' clothes, and I wouldn't wear makeup, and I just wouldn't embrace that side of me. But in high school, I started to learn that I started to have more of a sense of fashion, started to like makeup, still rejected pink and stuff, and anything that was popular, but I started to learn what I like and let myself like it a little more. I was really insecure, though. I was an emo kid, but in regards to my body images, there were points where I thought I should starve myself so that I could be skinny, and that wasn't possible. Food is just too delicious. But I would restrict my calories to a point that probably wasn't healthy. And there were even points where I would get strep throat, and my brain was so, messed up at that point that I would be glad for that because it meant that I couldn't eat and I would guaranteed lose weight, which is not healthy. It's not a healthy way to think. So then in high school, I met my abusive ass ex, and I won't name him once again just because I really genuinely hope he has changed and grown. Like, I'm a completely different person than I was 7 years ago, and I really, truly, genuinely hope that he is too, and I'm not about to sick the dogs on him and ruin any possible progress that he's made. You know, that's between him and whoever his God is and his family now. That's, I'm done with it. So anyway, at first when we met, he was kind of like Prince Charming. He called me beautiful. We both loved Peter Pan. And I let myself be vulnerable as I grew to trust him. And he really just used that vulnerability to manipulate my insecurities. So the closer we got, the more he would pressure me to eat less or work out more. And he would mask it as encouragement because he wanted to be healthy, which is a good thing, but his intentions were not pure. And then when we started living together, he slowly and then rapidly started to tear me down and call me names and say all these awful things about me and force me to not eat anything that I wanted, work out every day while I was actually anemic, which was a little bit dangerous. So there was even one day where I got to the point where I could see my ribs, and I showed him, and he said, "It's not enough. You're still fat and disgusting and worthless until you're skinny enough." And that is extremely fucked up. If anyone says anything like that to you, you need to get them out of your life because they don't have your best interest in mind. It's one thing if you want someone to be healthy, it's still really none of your business to comment on someone's weight. But my thing is living with intention, and his intention was to break me down to nothing so that he could control stuff. So eventually I finally left him, and then when I got home, I spent a week laying on the couch binging junk food, which was my little mourning period, but that also wasn't healthy. So between those two extremes, my relationship with food really got messed up, because it's neither healthy to restrict or to binge. So I started becoming the type of person who would eat emotionally, which I'm trying to correct now. But at that time, food became a comfort when I was lonely and still trying to figure out what I was going to do. Like, I rebuilt my life from ground zero thanks to the friends and family I had that were there to help me out when I left that relationship. But, I mean, that became the source that I would run to for comfort. And that's not healthy either. So my insecurity and weight ended up going up and down for years. And then finally, in 2018, I discovered Megan Crabb, whose Instagram profile is Body Posy Panda, and she's all about body positivity. And I guess I didn't even realize that body positivity was a real thing until this past year. So I followed her profile. I actually found her through Carrie Hope Fletcher, who I love. But I followed her, and by watching her content and her stories and her videos, she really helped retrain my brain so that for the first time I could truly believe that I was beautiful as I am. Like, my life's purpose is not to lose weight. It's to create art and save animals' lives and help women who are going through what I've been through find peace and happiness. I don't need to spend all of my energy and my focus obsessing over numbers so that I can lose weight, so that another number on a scale will be lower. I still have value, even if that number continues to go up. My weight does not define me. So between Megan and listening to Gary Vaynerchuk, who I'll talk about more later because he's really helped me with a lot of stuff. But between those two, I've truly stopped caring about what anyone thinks about me or my body. And I know who I am and what I'm about, and that's absolutely enough. I got my first anonymous hate mail, I think about a month ago now. I ended up finding out who it was, but and the moment that I got it, he had blocked me, and I couldn't see who it was, and he sent me a message request on Instagram, and it started out with, "Hey, you fat bitch," went on to say something about deserving heartbreak and to be ghosted, and that he saw through my nice girl act, and I wasn't who I said I was, and something about having a bird face, I don't know. And that sounds really fucking awful, but, excuse me, in that moment that I read that, in the past, that would have totally broken me apart and possibly made me sit on the floor and just start crying. But when I read those words, I just didn't give a fuck. And it was so, it was such a beautiful thing. And he genuinely has no idea what a beautiful gift he gave me by saying those awful things to me. Because I realized that I just didn't care. It was amazing. And for the first time, I really knew that I was ready to go after my dreams. That I didn't care what the trolls were going to say about me. If they said I was fat. If they said I was a bitch. If they said I was fake or ugly or whatever. I could... For the first time, I believed that I could do it, and it was so freeing. So here I am doing it, all thanks to this guy that was super hateful to me. I did find out that he was a guy that I had gone on a date with and ghosted, but to be clear, I won't ever ghost anyone unless I feel that they're a danger. That it's not safe to be around them or with in contact with him. And he flat out told me on the first date that he was trying to get me drunk, and I was like, okay, Zach, and then what? You're gonna get me drunk and then what? And he continued to message and call me upwards of 100 times from his number and his friend's numbers, so I blocked his ass on everything, and that's the only kind of situation, or if you're just a shitty person, or racist, homophobic, misogynistic, those are the terms that will get you ghosted. Otherwise, if you're just a nice dude and we don't connect, like, whatever, so. Anyway, so I absolutely don't regret gaining any weight. There was a time where I felt like I was totally feeling how I looked, and I felt confident and good, and I had lost a lot of weight. But now, even though I've gained a lot, I absolutely don't regret gaining the weight, because I gained it going out with friends and family and drinking and eating and creating beautiful relationships. There's a phrase that I see a lot on social media that says, "Nothing tastes as good as skinny feels." But how about joy and friendship and love and connection and these bonds that you create over meals that you share with people? Skinny doesn't feel as good as those things do, at least in my experience. So I have goals for my health. But for the first time, my success is not predicated on a number on a scale. It's about how I feel, about my energy levels, my mental health, and having a better quality of life. If I lose weight because I'm exercising and eating more fruits and veggies, that's just a side effect of chasing more important things. Because no matter how much fat I live with on my body, I still deserve respect and love. And my life still has value. So it has taken a lot of work to get to this point where I love my body, my thighs, I love how they keep me warm, and I love my curves, and I love everything about who I am and how my body carries me and allows me to do the things that I need to do in life. Like, I get to walk down the street and some people don't, and I get to exercise and some people don't, and I get to I get to go to concerts and some people don't. And it just does all these amazing things that have nothing to do with how much fat I'm carrying. So some of the tips that help me are, one, follow body positive profiles. The more you can get body positivity influences in your life, and the more you see it, the more you really start to believe it. So one of the things that I did after following Megan on Body Posi Panda, which I absolutely go right now and follow Body Posi Panda on Instagram, because everything, just the amount of wisdom and love that she has to share is really extremely helpful. The second tip would be to retrain your brain on what's beautiful. So doing things like surrounding yourself with body positive influences, like following Instagram profiles about body positivity. But the second thing is to watch your thoughts. So I've read that your first thought is what society has trained you to believe, and your second thought is who you are. So what I did was I started noticing that I was having toxic thoughts about people's weights that weren't fair and that I didn't truly believe. Like, I would see someone who was carrying weight or had gained weight, and I would think, dang, they've gained weight. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if someone's gained weight. So I would notice that thought and decide, that's not who I am. And my second thought has always become, wow, they're beautiful. That's it. You can come up with other things, but that was the easiest thing for me. No, it doesn't matter. They're beautiful. That was it. And now, when I start to see things that originally my first thought would have been something about regarding their weight, my first thought is becoming, wow, they're beautiful. So just the act of noticing your thoughts and making decision on what you want your thoughts to be can definitely help retrain your brain. And the more you do it, the easier it becomes. So the third tip is, for every negative thought you have about your own body, notice it and come up with three things that you love about yourself. So one thing that I would have hated before about my body is how I have thick legs. My thighs and my calves are thick, and I never loved that about myself until now. But so when I have that thought, I'll think, cool, I have thick thighs. My phone won't fall into the toilet in the morning if I drop it. I have thick thighs. They give me curves, and I love them. I think of myself as a cute little cartoon character with those hips and those thick thighs, and just owning my femininity that way. But then I'll also think about the fact that I'm loving and giving and creative, and those things are valuable and have nothing to do with my body, but give me a place in the world where I feel good and where I can find community and not feel self-conscious about my hips or my weight, you know, the things that matter more. So tip number four is to post positive affirmations where you'll see them most. So if you live alone, that could be your bathroom mirror, or it could just be your phone background, something about you're beautiful no matter what. Just literally anywhere. The things that you know you need to hear or see over and over again, so that once again you can retrain your brain, post them. I live alone, so I've done it in my living room. I have a chalkboard wall in my kitchen that I've written nice things to myself on. So if you don't have someone in your life that's constantly telling you how great you are and hyping you up about yourself, doing it for yourself is totally okay too. So the last tip is to recognize and thank your body for all the amazing things it does every day. So, for example, like I was saying before, my body can walk down the street and I can go to the store and I can go to the gym, and that's amazing. My body, if I wanted to, could create a human being and give birth and bring life into the world. I certainly don't want that right now in my life, but it could do that. And my hands can pet all the dogs. You know, my thighs are thick and I have room for puppies to sit on them to hold and pet. My arms can hold babies and create works of art. Yeah, I'm an artist. I can create works of art, and my fingers can play the piano keys, and I can do these amazing things that don't matter how much I weigh to do them. So I'll write those tips in the show notes as well, just to help you out. But I really recommend them because those are the things that help me. And for the first time, I really feel truly happy and free. And I really hope that these things help you too. Also, sorry if you can hear my dog eating his food in the background. I did not anticipate this, but this is his house too. All right, thank you guys so much for listening. It would mean the absolute world to me if you would subscribe, leave a review, and share this with your friends. I'm going to be putting out a new episode every Wednesday, and one of the things that I'm going to be doing is transcribing every podcast into blog form so that the hearing impaired and anyone who just genuinely prefers to read can also enjoy the podcast. So you can find information about all of that on my social media. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube as Sarah Hope Media, and I'll put all of those links in the show notes. So thank you again, and I really, really hope you enjoyed.